With the 29th pick in the 2018 NFL Draft, the Jacksonville Jaguars select Taven Bryan.
Highlights from the career of Taven Bryan, the defensive lineman from the University of Florida. And as is the tradition here on Jaguars.com, we have the first word with the first round pick when he arrives at Everbank Field. J.P. Shadrick, Ashlyn Sullivan, Taven Bryan, good to see you, man. What's up? How you doing? How you feeling?
I'm good. You know, just excited to be here.
It's a whirlwind, right? Because you've had the whole pre-draft process, working out, getting ready, the combine, all that. And then you go to Dallas for the draft. It's a long night of waiting, and then you're on a private jet, and you're here in Jacksonville the next day. What's the last 48 hours been like, at least?
It's been wild. I mean, it's definitely a crazy experience, and, every minute, on the clock is just crazy. I mean, it's just like it's almost like when you're working out, and you look at the clock, and it's like, 10 minutes, and you look at it again, it's like 9 minutes. So, you're not really getting very far, and it's kind of nerve-wracking.
A watched pot never boils, right? That's the old line. So at some point it'll happen, and it did last night for the 29th overall pick. We see this nickname for you, the Wyoming Wild Man. Where does that come from? What happened with that? Where did that happen?
So that came from my defensive line coach, Coach Rump, and he just kind of thought I played like a kind of a wild dude, and it just kind of stuck, so and that's what's been ever since.
Did your entire team call you that?
Some people call me it, and some people don't. Just for the most part, yeah, though.
Okay, we've got a whole host of social questions for you. First of all, you're on social media, but I don't know how active you are on social media. Why is that?
Why am I not?
Oh, yeah. The last couple of days I've seen some posts from you.
I'm just trying to get into it so, like the fans know what's going on and, see what's kind of up, I guess. Before I just wasn't a big thing and, I'd prefer just kind of hang out and not really, post everything I do and that kind of stuff. So.
Sure. Well, we got some questions from fans. Ashlyn, get us going.
Let's start here. Let's go Jeremy25 from Twitter. You've been compared to and called J.J. Watt Jr. by some draft analysts. How do you feel about those comparisons, or would you rather make a name for yourself here?
When you look at JJ, obviously he's, pretty good at what he does. I'd say he's all right at best, but, it's definitely a good comparison. It definitely probably has to do with we're both white athletic guys. So, they kind of compare us the same. And, it's a good thing for me. I think it's kind of an honor to be compared to somebody that's that good and, done that well. I would like to make a name for myself, obviously, but, it's very good to be compared to him. I'm sure he's tired of it by now. He probably gets like all the little notifications and stuff, it's an honor. I think it's a good thing.
This past year at Florida, you got into the starting lineup for the first time this past season. The years leading up to that, there was a lot of names down there in Gainesville that ended up in the National Football League. Brantley, some other guys like that, to name a few. Jonathan Bullard went to the league. But you finally kind of broke through in the starting lineup last year. What the difference from last season to the year before in Gainesville, was there anything that happened over the summer to kind of drive you towards that last year in Gainesville? What happened?
Just being consistent, working out, and, sticking with the program.
Yeah. That's really, you got to stick with it. At some point, to get on the field, especially with all that talent around you in Gainesville, because that was a deep group in Gainesville that you had to play around, right?
Yeah. We had a really good team all around. Secondary, D-line, very, very solid and very good guys too.
All right, Ashlyn, let's get another social media question.
All right, let's go Kevin Tata here. Have any of the current defensive linemen with the Jags tried to reach out and try to take you under their wing? I know it's early, but that group seems to be pretty tight-knit, to say the least.
You know, as of right now, I don't think so. I mean, I haven't checked it in a little bit, but...
kind of busy today?
Yeah, I've been kind of busy, you know, and, you know, touring the place. And, you know, I'm sure somebody's going to come out. I mean, they all seem like really good dudes and, you know, very good guys. And that's kind of the culture I've heard has been around here. So I'm sure it'll happen.
Knowing how talented this defensive line is it overwhelming to come into a unit like that, knowing how much you're going to learn?
Oh, it's awesome. I mean, this is probably one of the best situations. I mean, there's probably only one other team that had, like the Rams would have a good D-line like this. And, you know, I mean, it's awesome to be able to come into a team that I would be able to learn from in this kind of the system. I mean, it's awesome. Awesome.
You're the first Wyoming-born player drafted in the league since 2011. Chris Pruszynski was the last one, by the way, here in Jacksonville. First Wyoming-born player to go in the first round since 2001, Adam Archuleta. And the first Wyoming high school product ever to go in the first round. What does this do for Wyoming football? What are we missing in Wyoming? Is it kind of a hidden gem out there in high school football?
I mean, the biggest thing with Wyoming is just the coaches don't have the time to go out there. I mean, like, you can't – if you go out there, like – I mean, it's just so spread out. It's like, super spread out. I mean, I remember one – our high school games would be, like, 8 hours. An eight-hour bus ride.
We'd skip.
We'd just leave, and it'd be, like, a whole day thing. And, you know, so it's just one of those things where not a lot of people get out there to go see. And, you know, there's some good athletes. I play with a lot of good players. I mean, Logan Wilson's a good one. He plays at UW now and – you know, a couple good guys, so.
Sure.
Have you heard from any of your former teammates, high school teammates?
Oh, yeah, they've been texting me, congratulating me, and saying, you know, excited to check out the Jags.
So we heard that this could be destiny, Taven, because your midget league team in Wyoming was named the Jaguars.
Yeah.
Did you wear actual Jags uniforms? Take us through that. And when did you start getting the love for the game? Was it back then when you started first playing ball or what?
Yeah, I mean, I've always loved playing football. It's always been my favorite sport. And, you know, I mean, I think I was number 71 when I played. We just copied all the NFL teams, I'm pretty sure. Is that how everybody does it? I think so.
I think for the most part, yeah.
And we ended up being on the Jaguars and – you know, we were pretty good. We almost won twice, but, you know, we were close.
Almost twice. Yeah. Well, number 71 for the Jaguars is kind of an important number around here. Just ask whoever was wearing that earlier in franchise history. You'll learn that very soon. So at some point when you start playing and you continue to play and you're going to high school and you get the college scholarship to Florida, there's a point where you realize, you know what, I could make this my profession. Was there a point in Gainesville or earlier where you wanted to be a professional football player, or did it kind of click later or earlier? When was that for you?
It probably would have been high school, and I thought I could be a professional. It would have been my junior or senior year, and I was starting to get offers in, and I was like, you know, I could do this, and, you know, I could make it.
Let's get some more social media.
All right, let's go to Have the Compass. How has being raised by a former Navy SEAL and your father prepared you for the challenges ahead as a professional football player?
I mean, you know, Navy SEALs are overrated. They're all pretty soft. And
I hope your dad's listening right now.
No, he's not listening. He's somewhere else. But, you know, no, it's a good deal. I mean, you know, he just kind of he came into a team and, you know, big brotherhood kind of deal. And it was a good learning experience for me. I mean, he taught me how to work hard and, you know, to appreciate what I got.
There was a point probably where you overtook him in the weight room, though, right? I mean, was that recently or was that a little while ago? Because as a Navy SEAL, I'm sure he's...
Or can he still beat you?
Could he still beat you in the weight room?
You know, I got him right now, but he's still, like, really, really, really strong. I mean, honestly, like, 400 or 500 pounds, squatter. He probably benched just as much as me. Super strong guy, you know, always kind of been that way, so...
Country Strong from Wyoming. Taven Bryan is really, yeah, that's what it is. A couple more socials here.
All right, let's go Devin Smith here. What teammate are you most looking forward to being around and playing with from here on out? I know you just saw Jalen Ramsey last night. That's one teammate.
Yeah, I mean, he's definitely a dude I would be very excited for. I mean, he seems like a really good dude and a really good leader on the team and somebody you'd want to model your game after and maybe copy all the stuff he does off the field because, I mean, obviously he's doing something right.
What was that like, him being right there when you got the phone call and they made the pick, him filming that, posting that on social media, did that feel good, that support?
Yeah, I mean, it just definitely felt welcoming, and I'm definitely happy to have him on the team.
We've got your brand new uniform here on the set with us.
Yeah, it's
the
pretty sweet.
New, oh yeah,
it's pretty good.
You saw it yet? Yeah, it's pretty cool, right?
Yeah.
Number 90?
What made you want to pick 90?
Yeah, why 90?
Well, they gave me the option between 90 and 92. Mm-hmm. They didn't have 93, unfortunately.
Yeah, it's taken.
I think it's an ugly number anyways, so I just went with 90. 92 is like all right, but like on the tier list, definitely 90's top tier.
All right.
90's top tier. I didn't know there were tiers of numbers.
It just looks good. I mean, look at it. It looks clean.
Yep.
Ready to go.
Simple.
90. Dave and Brian wearing number 90. So when you first got here, you drove up today, and it hits you. Hey, I'm walking into an NFL stadium, not as a visitor, not on this whirlwind tour of as a prospect, but here I am. What was your first thoughts today when you walked through the gates here? And what have you done up to now while you've been here today?
I mean, you know, I've walked around, talked to some coaches, you know, just quick handshakes, been to the equipment room, got my jersey. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just been it's been very surreal, and the whole experience just kind of hasn't hit me, I don't think. I think it'll hit me like a week down the road, like, you know, I'm on a team, like it's crazy, you know. But it's just awesome, and it's just super surreal. It's just, you know, how everybody says it is exactly how it is, you know. There's nothing else. It's exactly how they say it is, just surreal.
Let's get one last social in, Ashlyn.
All right, let's go TMCC here. Seeing the Jaguars schedule, which game matchup are you most looking forward to? Have you ever been able to look at the schedule with everything going on?
I think we got, was it Dallas first? No.
No,
it's New York first.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, you know, I'll be excited to go to New York first. First game, we'll see how it goes. You know, it'd be awesome.
Yeah, that schedule is includes some big games coming to Jacksonville here in 2017. One final social, and we'll call it a show. How about that?
All right, let's go. Jeff here. Which NFL player do you model your game after?
I think I read you don't watch a lot of NFL, or you had not when you were growing up. I don't know if that's true or not.
No, yeah, that's true. I mean, as a kid, I was just really busy and always kind of doing all kinds of things, and you know, I played all the sports, but, like, I never really sat down to watch much of anything. And, you know, I've been watching a lot more now, obviously. But, you know, I'll definitely get back to him on that question. I haven't picked someone for sure I want to, you know, model my game after. But, you know, there's a couple, like, you know, pretty decent people out there. So, you know.
Model it after Taven Bryan. Come on. Just be Taven Bryan first. And you can worry about all that later. Good to see you. Thanks for coming in. Glad you're here. And welcome to Jacksonville, man.
Yeah, I'm glad to be here. It's awesome.
Taven Bryan joining us on Jaguars.com Live. Stick around for our coverage of the draft. It continues tonight. We'll be live after every pick throughout the weekend here on Jaguars.com.